Diabetes is in epidemic proportions now. We get 1 million new cases of diabetes in America every year. There's 32 million diabetics at this time. That's 12% of the American population are diabetics. 95% of those diabetics are what we call adult onset type 2 diabetics. And there's two types of diabetics. There's a type 1 diabetic, the juvenile onset type 1 diabetic. They do not make any insulin. The adult onset type 2 diabetics make a lot of insulin. They make more insulin than most non-diabetics. Many of them make as much as 10 times the insulin as a non-diabetic. They make tons of insulin. It is not an insulin deficiency disease. It is not an insulin resistant disease, as doctors would have you believe. It is a simple mineral deficiency disease. Adult onset type 2 diabetes, 28 million, 95% of the diabetic population, is a simple mineral deficiency disease. Now, why don't doctors tell you that? We've known that for 44 years. It's not autoimmune. It's not genetic. That's just theory, but they preach it to you like it's facts. Now, why don't they tell you that? Remember the iron deficiency story? Why would they teach you it's a simple mineral deficiency disease when each diabetic, according to the GAO, the General Accounting Office in America, over the 25 to 40 years they live after diagnosis, are worth to their doctor $750,000? Why would they give up $750,000 to tell you the truth? I don't care if they belong to your church. They're not going to tell you the truth. Because if they were to tell you the truth, their kindly associates would take away their hospital privileges, take away their license, and run them out of the state on a rail, tar and feather them. They'd never get a job at the hospital again anywhere in the world. And so they're not going to tell you the truth. The age difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes is not so dramatic anymore as it used to be. It used to be if somebody was diagnosed with diabetes when they were 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, you could just say, oh, because of their age, they're type 1. When somebody developed diabetes when they were 50 years old, oh, they were an adult onset type 2. Well, now they're kind of blending closer together, the ages. Diabetes rates soars for Americans in their 30s. The age group in America that has the fastest growing rate of increase of adult onset type 2 diabetes are kids under the age of 12. And that's amazing to me. Well, there's actually two reasons for this. Number one, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 1895, 106 years ago, Americans were eating a half a pound of sugar per person per year. Today, 106 years later, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans are eating 157 pounds of sugar per person per year, almost a half a pound a day. And people will say to me, you know, Wallach, there's no way anybody can eat a half a pound of sugar a day. How many ever heard of a classic Coke? A classic Coca-Cola has 9 teaspoons of sugar in it per classic Coke. Let's say there's 9 grams of sugar per teaspoon. That's 9 teaspoons. Times 9 grams of sugar, that's 81 grams per Coke of sugar. And if you drink 2.5 Cokes, you're getting more than a half a pound of sugar because there's only 454 grams of sugar per pound. And that does not include the apple juice, the grape juice, the honey, the molasses, the sugar frosted flakes, the cocoa puffs, the syrup on your Eggos, the sugar in your Jimmy Dean breakfast sausage, sugar-cured ham, sugar-cured bacon. And then there's granola, there's Pop-Tarts, there's apple juice, grape juice, raisins, on and on and on. And we have kids and adults who are eating 2 and 3 pounds of sugar a day. Well, if that was the only problem, we might only have 500,000 new cases of diabetes every year in America, new ones. But because we have another problem going on, we now have 1 million new cases of diabetes every year. This other problem, of course, has to do with these minerals that are deficient when you have adult onset type 2 diabetes. We no longer have them in optimal amounts in our soil. Therefore, we don't have them in optimal amounts in our food. Therefore, we don't have them in optimal amounts in our cell. And how many of you have heard that chromium, for instance, is a mineral, a trace mineral that has to do with blood sugar, helping control blood sugar? Raise your hand if you ever heard that. I think most Americans have heard that, right? Well, the guy who discovered that, Walter Mertz, eventually became the director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, very, very bright guy, back in 1957 published the fact that he could prevent and cure adult onset type 2 diabetes in laboratory rats. And guess what? That only was published in the Federation Proceedings, which is the official journal of the National Institutes of Health. They didn't let that get out very far. It got into a few health magazines and so forth. Of course, doctors poo-pooed it. You would think that a discovery like that in 1957, 44 years ago, people would be jumping up and down. Hey, we can eliminate 95% of all diabetes. Well, things began to happen. In 1948, in amounts of micrograms per liter, which is parts per billion, in American human blood, There were 28 to 1,000 micrograms per liter in 1948, 13 micrograms per liter in 71. In 72, there was only 10. In 73, there was 4.7 to 5.1. 74, it dropped to 0.73 to 1.6. 78, it dropped to 0.16. In 1980, it popped up a little bit again to 0.43. 1985, 0.13. And today, it's 0.01. The chromium in our blood is just dropping like a rock. You cannot control your blood sugar. Well, isn't it amazing why doctors will believe animal research when it comes to pharmaceuticals? Because they get $14 billion a year in kickbacks to believe it. And they don't believe animal research when it comes to nutritional information. Not because it's not good information, not because it wasn't a good study, but because they didn't get any kickbacks to believe it.